Google's startup company Waymo and car service company Uber are gearing up for a massive court battle, and it all has to do with self-driving cars. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Lawsuits focusing on intellectual property are fairly common in the tech sphere. For example, Apple and Samsung have waged global war against one another in various courtrooms with claims and counterclaims of IP theft. But there's a face-off that has been garnering more attention in the technosphere over the course of 2017. It pits Waymo against Uber. Waymo is a spin-off company from Google. It got its start as Google's self-driving research and development team. Today, it's one of several companies under the umbrella of Google's parent company, Alphabet. Uber is the car service company that has been fighting PR battles on multiple fronts over the last couple of years. Company executives have faced tough questions about sexual harassment, background checks on Uber drivers, the number of hours drivers work during a week, and more. But this particular battle focuses on valuable information and technology for self-driving cars. Much of the case depends upon the actions of Anthony Lewandowski. He's an engineer who used to work for Google's self-driving car team before he left the company to found his own startup called Otto, O-T-T-O. The startup's goal was to create self-driving trucks, something many experts believe is an inevitability that will disrupt the shipping industry. Lewandowski's history with autonomous vehicles dates back to 2004, when the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, aka DARPA, held the Grand Challenge. This was a race that pit teams against each other to build autonomous vehicles capable of racing against the clock in a desert between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Lewandowski's team designed a self-driving motorcycle. It didn't win, but it did turn a lot of heads. He went on to work with Sebastian Thrun, who led a Stanford University team to a victory in the second DARPA Grand Challenge. Thrun's team, including Lewandowski, were brought on to Google after the company acquired a tool the team had built that served as one of the pillars for Google's Street View project. When Google began to explore the possibilities of autonomous vehicles, Lewandowski was an instrumental part of the team. But he became restless and started to look at creating a new startup company in the self-driving vehicle space in 2015. That was also the year Google valuated the self-driving car project at $4.5 billion, which meant Lewandowski earned a $50 million bonus. Lewandowski left Google and launched Otto in May 2016. Later, Google executives began to investigate Lewandowski's departure. At least one executive previously suggested to human resources that Lewandowski be terminated from his position, citing some suspect behavior. Google claims the investigation discovered that Lewandowski had downloaded some 14,000 confidential files to a personal computer before leaving Google. These files represented an enormous amount of research and tech in the autonomous vehicle field, including a great deal about LiDAR. That's a laser-based sensing and guidance system that Google self-driving vehicles rely upon for navigation and environment detection. But where does Uber come in? Lewandowski apparently did some consulting work with Uber in 2016, and the company eventually hired him and acquired his company Otto for a reported $680 million, though Uber disputes this amount. Google's self-driving car division, at this point known as Waymo, began to investigate the possibility that Lewandowski and Uber came to this agreement largely because of the proprietary information Lewandowski was privy to. Uber denies these allegations. Lewandowski has executed his Fifth Amendment rights protecting him against self-incrimination and won't speak to authorities. Recently, a former Uber employee named Richard Jacobs stirred the pot when the U.S. Attorney's Office took a piece of evidence from an employment dispute between Jacobs and Uber and submitted it to the Waymo versus Uber case. That evidence was a 37-page letter written by Jacobs' lawyer, and it had some pretty damning evidence in it. In that letter, there are claims that Uber had dedicated teams and resources specifically to gaining access to trade secrets from competitors. Trade secrets like the ones included in those 14,000 files Lewandowski saved to his personal machine. Uber disputes the claims in the letter, but the company also paid a settlement to Jacobs to the tune of $4.5 million, with another $3 million going to Jacobs' lawyer. Paying $7.5 million to settle a dispute makes it sound like there may have been something to worry about in those allegations. Nothing yet has been proven in court, however. The story is even more complicated than what I've laid out, and there are other interesting tangential elements. For example, Lewandowski recently founded a nonprofit organization called Way of the Future, a religious organization with the goal to, quote, develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship of the Godhead contribute to the betterment of society, end quote. Something tells me I should probably dedicate an entire episode to just that little nugget of news. To learn more about some of the craziest legal battles in tech, as well as how this technology actually works, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. We publish twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays, and we take a closer look at all this chaos in an effort to make some sense out of it. I'll see you again soon.